Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is October the 13th and our Bible reading portion is from the Gospel of Matthew chapter 16 to 18. Forgiveness is Christianity in action. We read in Matthew chapter 18 verses 21 and 22 like this. Then Peter came to him and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Up to seven times? Jesus said to him, I do not say to you up to seven times, but up to 70 times seven. Peter asked Jesus a sincere question of how often he should forgive a brother who sinned against him. He probably thought he was showing unusual grace by suggesting seven as an outside limit. Actually, Peter was being very generous in his willingness to forgive up to seven times. The traditional limit was three times, possibly because of the refrain that was evident in the book of Amos. Peter had gone beyond the religious leader's limit of forgiving an offense three times by suggesting one could be forgiven seven times. However, Jesus raised the level to 70 times seven, a hyperbole meaning no limits. He did not intend us to understand it as literal 490 times. This was a figurative way of saying indefinitely, which is that forgiveness really knows no boundaries. When any brother wrongs us, we should forgive him immediately in our hearts. That will free us from a bitter and wounded spirit. After we have forgiven him in our hearts, we should go to him and rebuke him in love, hoping to lead him to confession. As soon as he apologizes and confesses his sin, we should tell him that he is forgiven. This is God's instruction to us concerning this matter. We read in Luke chapter 17 verses 3 and 4 like this. Take heed to yourselves. If your brother sins against you, rebuke him. And if he repents, forgive him. And if he sins against you seven times in a day, and seven times in a day returns to you saying, I repent, you shall forgive him. Let us understand that unlimited forgiveness must characterize the true disciple. Jesus asks us to forgive no matter what the attitude of the offender. He means limitless forgiveness. God has freely forgiven our debt, therefore, we should also practice forgiveness in that liberal fashion. As we read in Colossians chapter 3 verse 13, we are to forgive others because God has forgiven us and he has forgiven us at great cost to himself. George Herbert has said this, he who cannot forgive breaks the bridge over which he himself must pass. And we read in Ephesians chapter 4 verse 32 like this, and be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, just as God in Christ forgave you.